Proclamation number 8111 of 27th of February, 1962. Urgency of vineyard work. Don't let your needs of any kind weigh you down, for you can always come to me and present them to me. I will always listen to you and take care of your adversity. And I will also put everything in order. I will guide your thoughts and place my will into your heart, and then you will only ever carry out what is also my will. But always place your spiritual mission in the foreground, that is, don't tire of working for me and my kingdom. For this work is so important that you should not let anything hinder you from carrying it out, and I will bless you for it. You will experience that my adversary will repeatedly try to prevent you from carrying out this vineyard work, yet my strength will work in you and he will not be able to do anything because he will act against me myself as soon as he wants to attack my word and I myself will defend him with my might and my will. You should always abide by what I myself have told you. You should know that the end is approaching and that everything should be done to still save souls from the downfall. You also know that I speak to you directly because there is not much time left. 27th of the 2nd, 1962, I have foretold you that you will be in battle until the end. It is a battle for me and my kingdom. It is a battle against the adversary who will still try everything to turn my own away from me and who will also openly proceed against the truth which I convey to earth through you. But precisely this shall be proved to you that you are active on my behalf, and the more will be done to invalidate my pure truth the firmer you shall stand by me and not allow yourselves to be swayed. For your actions are under my blessing and you will be filled with my strength. And my support will also always be obvious to you. After all, I know all your hardships, your concerns and also your temporary weakness. But anyone who is under my protection need not fear anything. He will be led out through all, from all, adversity. The flow of the Spirit to earth shall be uninterrupted because this bond is to be maintained, because many people draw the strength from my word to resist all temptations of the enemy. And many people also desire this supply of strength, and therefore they shall not be disappointed. The earth at present carries countless spiritual beings which are in bondage to my adversary, and their activity is very strong. They oppress those people who turn to me, and strength shall also flow to them by me addressing them, by them hearing my voice, even if not directly. But they sense that the Father addresses them and they long for this address. And as you, my servants, make it possible for me to address those through you, you are doing a vineyard work of the greatest value. I cannot force you to do so. Your free will has to decide to serve me as faithful servants in the end time, and where I meet this will I am also present myself and guide you in your thoughts, I provide you with strength and grace, for my love increases the closer the end is. And if I promise myself success from the transmission of my word then I will truly do everything to convey this word to people who are of good will. For my word is truth and truth alone is the light which can lead you out of spiritual darkness. And where I was once able to kindle a light I will also place my guards there who will keep it from going out, who will also prevent a clouding of the light because all help is needed to still save human souls from ruin. And thus you, my servants on earth, are repeatedly admonished to work diligently. For you serve me and you serve the erring souls. Don't let yourselves be held back from this service, for it is so important before the end that a light still shines out into the night. And by spreading my word, which sounds to you from above, you act as bearers of light who are followed by people who are of good will themselves. To bring light to them is my will, which you should also make your own. and truly, you will walk your earthly path as good servants whom the Father of the house will also reward with his love, whom he will fetch home to himself and his Father's house. Amen.